Hi, this is Jenny Long, voice of Lucy Cunningham Schultz. Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And Chris.
We're just getting ready for a time of wonder,
excitement,
and discovery.
Welcome to
the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the 38th edition of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Wow, it's been a while since we've reviewed an episode, huh, Sarah?
Yeah, it kind of has, thanks to school and such. Thanks for patience, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for waiting, guys. But what better way to, discuss part two of The Triangled Web than to do it with one of the main characters of the show, Jenny Long.
Yay! Welcome, Jenny.
Hello. Hi.
I am so excited to have you here because Lucy is one of my all-time favorite characters. And since I was little, I've always wanted to meet Lucy Cunningham Schultz. And now I'm actually talking to you.
Thank you.
Well, not... Okay, but Lucy Davis now, right?
Oh, not yet.
Well, soon.
We'll see if he keeps that commitment.
Ooh, very, very nice. Okay, so I'll jump in right there, I guess. Jenny, was that different for you having, because you and Donald are married now, Donald plays Jack Davis, was your engagement and relationship that wishy-washy like it was with Lucy and Jack?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And I don't know. I guess there was an official podcast that aired recently, and we said a little bit how we met when we were kids, but not a whole lot. We grew up in church together, and when we were, I think, 7 or 8, he asked me to be his girlfriend. You know, pass a little note, you know, with a little boxes, check yes or no. I don't know if kids still do that these days, but in our church that was a thing, you know, pass the little note with the check yes or no. And so I checked yes, but being boyfriend and girlfriend didn't mean a whole lot, you know, when you're little kids like that. It was just, you know, it was just a status thing. And so I was still shy, and we didn't talk a lot, but we actually were boyfriend and girlfriend friends from the time we were 7 until like 6th grade.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
That's commitment.
And then he broke up with me.
Shame on him!
I know. I was crushed. You should have seen me crying. I've never cried so hard in all my life. But so then we weren't together, and I liked him the whole time. And all my other friends were like, "Oh, Jenny, go like someone else." And I was like, no, I love him. He's the one for me. And seriously, in my diary as a kid, I wanted to marry all along, and he's just meant for me. around the time we were 15, it just started to pick up again, and then we started I guess you can kind of call it dating. We kind of, you know, hung out at each other's houses, and more like courting, not a whole lot of being, you know, dating. Mm-hmm. But by the time we were 16, we knew, and I know that's very unusual, but he actually bought my ring, my wedding ring, when we were 16.
Oh, wow.
And so then when we were 17, after we graduated from high school, he proposed, and then after a year of college, we got married. And he really is my best friend, and we're going to be married 14 years this month. So
congratulations.
Yeah, so it's... our relationship, you know, people would say, I even remember like Phil Lawler saying to me one time, don't you guys want to, you know, are you sure you want to get married so young? Don't you want to experience life? And like, no, we know. We know. And, you know, it has been confirmed by God. You know, there's no doubt. So
that's
anyways,
cool.
Very, very different. I don't know if you wanted to hear all that, but very different.
No, that's for sure. That's what a unique story. I mean, especially with how it all ties into Adventures in Odyssey. One of the things I noticed, and you mentioned the podcast that they did, was that Dave Arnold seemed to indicate that they didn't really know about the relationship that you and Donald had.
Yeah, because that was about the time that he broke up with me.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
Like the year before that, he broke up with me, and then around that time, we didn't do a whole lot of shows together, if I look back at it, I don't think. I'm not sure how many. But our very first show was together, and I always liked him. But, you know, when we went there, we were there to do the show, and sometimes my mom would drive us both there, so we would drive together. But, yeah, I don't think they really had a clue. But even when we were boyfriend and girlfriend when we were little, it was still, like, you know, the shy, you know, you don't talk to each other very much. And I just, you know, I don't know if he was as thrilled with me as I was with him. He eventually got there because, you know, he had to be the one to ask, so. I don't think they really did know until we were in high school, you know, I think it was, when we were like 15. And by that time, I don't think Jack and I were doing a whole lot of shows together because his voice had already changed. So,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. But, anyway, you asked me a question. What was it? I went totally off track.
I think you answered it, Crit. Didn't she?
Yeah,
you did.
The whole non-committal thing is very different.
You're great. We want to hear stuff like that. I was just gonna say that is an amazing story, and I don't think there's many people that can say that when they were little girls, they wrote, you know, or when they were little, they wrote the name of the person they were going to marry down, and then actually married that person. That's pretty awesome.
God had to work all that out, because really, there were times I was like, am I really going to get to marry him? But, I felt like I remember wishing when I blew out my birthday candles. I really do. So, he's just something else, let me tell you. He's worth it.
That's awesome. A lot of people thought that Jack Davis and Donna Barkley were going to get together because there's an episode called Modesty is the Best Policy where it seems that, and a couple episodes following it, where it seems that Jack has a crush on Donna. Did you know about those and did that...
You know, I didn't. I was listening to your last podcast. I think that's when you mentioned it. And I was like, what? What is that about? And so I had to go and find that episode and listen to it. And I was like, no way. And I just, I don't know, was it more than one episode? Because that's the only one I heard. Was there another one?
She hangs out with Jack a couple more episodes, like in Preacher's Kid and a few more, like along the times that George Barkley is becoming a pastor and she's kind of gotten into high school and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there were that many.
You don't remember what they were? Because I'll have to listen to that.
No.
I went that way and I listened to that. And I was, you know, I didn't know that at all. I may have heard that before, you know, because I know I'm pretty sure I've listened to all the episodes we have at least once. And, you know, I'm sure it kind of bothered me the first time I listened to it.
Oh, that's funny.
But seriously, though, I mean, if you think about it... If you think about it, in high school, I mean, don't guys and girls kind of, you know, a lot of guys and girls switch back and forth between girlfriends, boyfriends, and do they really end up marrying those people, usually?
Well, unless their name is Jenny Long or Jenny Mullen and Donald Long.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, some people. But, no, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, it kind of bothered me a little, but it ended up right.
Well, I'm sure they made sure to schedule the recordings of those episodes when they knew that you wouldn't be there, so just to...
Yeah. Sneak behind my back.
Nice way to make the team not look great there.
I'm kidding, because, like I said, Dave Arnold seemed to...
They didn't know
about it, yeah.
So... No, and that was a really good episode. When I listened the other day, I thought, boy, you know, he did a pretty good job in that. He sounded like he really liked her. So, yeah, that did kind of bother me a little, I guess.
I'm gonna. Okay. Did you have any fun memories that you had recording this last session in particular? Anything like stick out in your mind?
It was just fun being back. I just totally forgot. I mean, just, you know, we got married and we moved away, and it just kind of, that part of my life just kind of was over, and it just brought back so many memories. It was just fun, and I mean, everything about it. And I loved that Kurt and Jimmy were there, because they're, you know, two of my favorites, and that we all got to be together. And of course, you know, Katie and Will, and yeah, all of them. It was just fun to see everyone again, because it's been, I mean, it's been almost 10 years, so everyone's grown up.
That's true.
And it was fun to see them, and yeah. And I just, it's just fun to, I love recording. I'd just forgotten how much fun it was. I just hadn't thought about it in a long time.
What's interesting, you mentioned how long it's been. I looked up to all the episodes you've done, and the last one was It's a Wrap, done in 1996, apparently. Or that's when it aired. So was it, going back, was it like any difference, or did you find it hard getting back into the acting role? I guess I don't know what you've done between then and now. Did you do a lot of acting between?
I haven't done anything, and I hadn't done anything before Odyssey either, other than church programs and some things at school. And I always loved, you know, all those programs and being a part of that. I did love acting, but I never did anything else with it. It just, I don't know, life just never went that way. And so, no, I hadn't done anything, but it's not, I guess, I don't know, I never really thought about it. I just did it, and it's, I don't know, it's fun. It's easy, let me just put it that way. It's easy because the adult, even, I say adult, I guess I'm one now. the older actors, the experienced ones who do it for a living, they really are so talented. They do make it so easy. Like, it's just easy. You feel like you're really there. You feel like you're really, you know, doing it. And so, I guess getting back into it, I don't know. I didn't really think about it. Just did it. So, yeah. Did that answer your question?
Oh,
I forget
for
what
sure.
It. Okay.
Did you have any interactions with people outside of with the actors outside of Odyssey? I know you and Don went to church together and stuff, but other than that, did you have any interactions with people outside of the show?
Outside, no, no. I've never done any other acting outside of that. No. And really, we never saw anybody outside of the shows or outside of the recording sessions, other than Phil Lawler, and he actually he still goes to my mother's church, so I still see him every once in a while.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I love Phil. He's great. But other than that, no. But it seems like every time we would have a recording session, it's just like you've been friends forever, and you just go in there and you feel like you haven't been apart that long. But the recording sessions were really far apart. It seemed like it was every, for me at least, and I know it differs just depending on what's going on in the shows, but it seemed like every couple months or so when I was a kid. And then there were breaks where it was longer than that, but yeah, and then it would just be a day or two, and then you wouldn't see him again until the next time. So,
You mentioned that that everyone you worked with, like, they kind of became like a family in a way. All the people you worked with. Did you ever, I guess, wish that you had more girls your own age to interact with? Because I noticed that a lot of the characters that Lucy has shows with, there are a lot of guys. Like, there's Jack, there's Kurt, there's Isaac. You ever wish that you had more girlfriends at all in the show?
You know, I never really thought about it. I really didn't. I do now. I wonder why they did that, but I didn't think about that. No. The guys were fun, and it was fun with the girls too. I guess I didn't notice that, because I feel like I had some shows with Azure or Donna and Robin, and then there were some other girls here and there, but I don't know. I didn't feel like, I guess I didn't feel like Odyssey was just what happened in that show. I guess I pictured in my mind that this is just a picture. This is just a day in the life. There was so much else going on. And so just because there wasn't an episode with me with Robin or Donna, I still pictured that we, not that I sat here making this whole world in my mind, but if I think about it, I just never thought of it like I was never with the girls. It was just, they were part of the town, and I'm sure we did stuff at school together, or, and with Jack, yeah, maybe we weren't in that many episodes, but when we were in episodes, we seemed like we were close friends,
mm-hmm.
and same with Kurt. You know, mm-hmm. I'd have to sit down and really think, how many episodes was I really in with each person? I have no idea. But I just thought we were all kind of friends, you know? We all went to camp together, and, and yeah. So, yeah, I guess I just always felt like we were all friends, even if it wasn't in an episode.
Well, in your later episodes, you and Connie got pretty close, so.
Yeah, I guess.
You had a lot of episodes with Katie Lee.
At the end, yeah. Yeah, I have to go back and listen, because I don't know how they all fall in line chronologically. Like, I didn't even really feel myself aging, but they obviously show that. I just felt like I was always the same. But but if I listen, just recently, I've gone back and listened to some of the beginning ones and then some of the later ones, and I was surprised. My voice really did change during that time. I just thought, oh, the poor boys, their voices changed. Well, mine did, too. And I didn't realize that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, Sarah, you mentioned Jenny's interaction with Katie Lee. And Lucy's, I guess, her evolution of her character was funny because, in a way, she was like Connie. I think all the fans joke about how Connie's never, she never ages. She's always 16 or 20 or however old she is. In the span of 16 years.
Can't be 16. Right? She graduated from high school.
In the span of 16, whatever, 18 years. She's only aged maybe 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
and Lucy, on that note, I mean, she interacted with Jack and Kurt, but then there was also the time when she spent when she was with Isaac
and Sam.
So
yeah.
She went through these like phases where, as the one of the guys would leave, Jack and Kurt would leave, and she was hooked up with Isaac, and then when Isaac left, then she met with Sam a lot, especially during the Darkness Before the Dawn saga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only reason I can think for that is the guys, just their voices changed and mine didn't quite as much, and so they could keep using my character for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Even this last show that we did, The Triangled Web, Katie was so funny the whole time. She's like, this doesn't make any sense. She's in the studio and she's like, these kids are in college and what am I? I'm like, she was just going on and on. It was just really funny because she's like, this does not make any sense. She was pretty upset by it. But
Is she a lot like Connie?
I think so. I think she is Connie. She's just a crack up. Oh, I just love being there with them. They make me laugh. She's Connie all over, I think. I don't know if she would say that about herself, because, you know, but to me, she is. She's Connie. But
what's it like working with all those guys? Well, everybody. With Katie Lee, and then in the past with and Will Ryan, and even when Hal was there.
I'm just in awe of them, really. When I go there, I just love to sit there and listen to them interact with each other, because they just are funny. They are comedians all by themselves, without a script. And they even change the script around, and they say their lines ways that the writers didn't intend for it to be, and it's just even funnier. And they're just funny. They're fun to be around, I feel very blessed that I got that opportunity, and that they were willing to work with kids who don't have any experience and don't do it for a living, and
mm-hmm.
that they're so kind and gracious and just sweet to us. So they don't make you feel bad or you know, if you have to do a take again, and they're just really patient with the kids, so.
That's neat. Was there ever, like, a mentoring relationship there at all? Like, would they ever give you tips on acting at all, or was it more just you learn from watching them?
No, they really didn't interject too much with at least for me. They let the director, whoever was directing at the time, take care of that, and they just, you know, kept doing their lines again. And, you know, I don't know. They were just really good at making it work, because it definitely, I'm sure it definitely is easier for them to work with people who are just, you know, just really talented and then, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, I guess. They're just good, okay? But anyway.
Should we talk a little bit more about the episode, Chris? Or?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We are. It is kind of our combined review of the episode.
Do not want to talk about it.
I kind of forgot about that one, but there's just so many memories.
I know. We want to learn from as much from you as we can.
Well, hopefully you'll get to actually meet some of them in August.
August! Yay!
It's right around the corner. I don't know how many days. I should be counting. I'm excited. But, I'm looking forward to that. And to meet a few people that I haven't actually met yet. I haven't met any of the, is it Aria? Is that how you say her name?
Or uh-huh.
Aria Curzon. She's supposed to be there, so that would be fun to meet one of the new kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's kind of like the Lucy of today, really.
Yeah, and she listened to the show growing up, too.
I haven't listened to a whole lot of the new shows. I'm trying to... I'm trying to listen to some, and I'm kind of figuring out who some of the new characters are. And she seems like she kind of fills that character, takes over for Lucy. So she seems really sweet too. I heard her on an official podcast, I think. But anyway, she's supposed to be there, and I haven't met Nathan Hoopler yet. So I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yay, Nathan!
Yeah. But, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun.
I'm excited to meet a couple of people. Two of whom I'm talking to right now.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, too. I just thought that was a given.
But, no, but
I think it'll be fun. I think they're being the 20th anniversary celebration. I think they'll do some really fun things. And anyways, and the new book is supposed to be a launch for the new guide, which will be fun to see.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For $19.99
at your local Christian bookstore. But
see, Nathan, we're still plugging it.
You know, I'm confused. Is it Nathan's book or Marshall's book? Because I've heard two different things. Is it both
it's
of
Nathan's
them?
Book.
Okay.
Marshall's writing a series called the Kids Bro series, and they're coming out around the same time.
But didn't Christian Book Distributors say Marshall?
Yeah, Christian Book got it mixed up. They're giving credit to the wrong person.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. So it's Nathan's
book. Or Nathan.
Book.
Marshall likes to take all the credit for everything.
He needs to listen to,
Top This? Or not Top This?
Top This. No, what? Not Top This. It's the one...
A Little Credit, Please?
No, that's about Connie getting a credit card. It's... Is it? Wait, is it A Little Credit? It's the one where Erica or somebody's making all these bike posters and Kim gets the credit for it. And... Rewards in Full.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
A Little Credit, Please is when Connie gets a credit card and Bernard teaches an Australian helper.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I get the titles mixed up. There's too many. There's only 600 plus episodes.
Is there other that many? Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So what got us on that little tangent there? Because
we were talking about the live event.
Oh, right.
And how much we're anticipating it.
Oh, yeah, Nathan getting credit for his book.
Yeah. That's right.
Giving Nathan credit.
I'm sure it was a secret plot by Marshall to get all the credit for everything. Okay, did we have something to say about the actual episode now, or are we just gonna kind of forget that exists?
Well, we kind of talked about it. I mean,
do you want to forget? Do you want to forget that exists? Is everybody that unhappy?
I loved it. I thought it was one of the greatest episodes ever.
Really? Okay.
Yes. I realize. Okay, so Jimmy having the longest unannounced whatever crush in forever was
U.S. history.
That's what it was, a little corny, but I thought it was great. Like, I thought that you all did an amazing job. It was so... That episode had me laughing so hard I was in tears.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I enjoyed it, but it's hard to stand back, and it was fun for me. But, of course, it had Jack, Jimmy, and Kurt in it, so and Bernard, and Katie, and Will, and
Paul.
Whit, so, yeah, it's... I had fun doing it, but you know to give the writers a hand, I guess that's really hard to bring back characters who've been gone for a long time, and then really the kids who are listening now the episodes they hear the younger kids they don't think of them as growing up and going away really, so this really was an episode for. Kids from the beginning.
It's true.
Because I don't know. I thought it was fun, and I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, one of the things one of the comments that one of the fans posted on the message board was that it was kind of like ear candy, in that it really was almost like a tribute to the longtime listeners who've grown up listening to Jack, Kurt, Lucy, and. One thing that I always look for, especially since I've listened from the beginning, is just continuity with the characters, like making sure they're staying within character. And I found that the writers did an amazing job, like with Kurt, you know, buying or purchasing the poem that he didn't write. Small little things like that that just make the episode that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, I felt like Lucy. I mean, it felt like I don't know, they wrote her, I didn't feel like there was anything unusual about it other than, yeah, you know, Lucy never had anybody have a crush on her, really, or, you know, but hey, she grew up. It's been a long time, so things change. I don't know.
I thought it was really cool because Nathan and Marshall wrote these, right?
I don't know if Nathan,
Or was
I
it just
know.
Marshall?
It said Marshall. It said Marshall, so I'm not sure.
Okay, so Marshall wrote.
And Marshall directed it.
I don't remember who wrote it, but I don't think that Marshall ever even wrote any episodes for Lucy before. Like, both Nathan and Marshall are newer writers, so they wouldn't have been there when you were around, if I remember right. I could be wrong
on that. Marshall, I knew Marshall from.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he actually wrote any of the episodes. I think he did. No, I'm pretty confident he wrote a few before we left that I was in.
Oh, but right, then never
I
mind.
I did know Marshall, but not very many, because he came right before we left, so.
Well, still, that's pretty awesome writing for someone who may not have written the characters very much before, so that's,
To me, it is amazing that there's all these different writers and they're able to write the characters so that, I mean... Yeah, and they're amazing. I know I couldn't do that. So, they're really good.
Oh, he had a lot before you left. Okay, never mind. I take back what I said.
Yeah, I don't know if he was actually... he was there, and he was directing and everything, but I don't know which ones he wrote. And a lot of the ones that we were in growing up, it was, I think... pretty much all of them. It was Phil and Paul. So Phil Lawler and Paul McCusker. And then at the end, there was some by Marshall. But I don't really know if anyone else.
I guess one of the questions that I had was, while recording the show, did you find that there were any similarities? And I guess this applies to when you were recording back in the 1990s. Did you ever find similarities between yourself and Lucy's character?
Yes. I think, in a lot of ways, And because she was my only character, I wasn't doing anything else. I feel like, you know, I kind of am her to some extent. And because I was a kid, I think they kind of write your character to fit you. I don't know. Like, even I think I even heard Katie say one time they wrote her character for her. And so, yeah, in a lot of ways, yes. Although I do think I'm a little bit of, I don't like to be in trouble. I never did as a kid. I would do anything to stay out of trouble. But she's a little bit more, probably more outgoing and confident, I guess. Just very, you know, she says what she thinks. Whereas I don't necessarily say everything I think. I'm a little more, careful, I guess. But she was confident. I mean, she knew what she thought, and she would say it a lot, and maybe a little more goody two shoes than
yeah.
I am.
There was always that issue. There was always that issue. I mean, I think that's one of the things I had a love hate relationship with Lucy, because I loved her character, but then I didn't enjoy her goody two shoes kind of personality, I found. And they mentioned it when Kurt says, or they kind of referenced it when Kurt said, "You never complained about anything." He was saying this to Lucy.
Uh-huh.
And I guess this was kind of addressed in Have You No Cell Perks, with another episode with Kurt. I don't know if you remember that one. And
I remember the title. What was it about?
And that was basically about making the right decisions, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
And Lucy at the end was realizing, oh, I should stop, you know, thinking so highly of myself, and kind of realize that, oh, I can do other things to help other people make good decisions without being condescending toward them.
Yeah, she did a lot of times, but I felt like they paired her with characters where, you know, they could still be friends, obviously. So I think they knew her and they took it mm-hmm. right. That she was just kind of, you know, keeping them in line, and I don't think that they took it wrong. You know, because obviously they stayed her friends, and well. Until their voices changed. But maybe that's why she didn't have very many girlfriends. She just maybe was a little too hard on the girls. I don't know.
Well, I found that all the girls were hard on Lucy.
Well, maybe because she was a little bit harsh with her words, maybe. I don't know. I don't think she was ever, her character was ever mean. Just kind of, I don't know.
She was kind of like your role model character, or your perfect character, or kid character, because when she did lose her friendships with her girlfriends, like, I'm thinking of The Sacred Trust, when Lucy called Heather out, you mentioned Connie Goes to Camp, that was another uh-huh. example there, too, so.
Yeah, she did the right thing, mm-hmm. I think, maybe she could, I don't know. I don't know why she didn't have girlfriends, but yeah, she does tell everybody when they're doing something wrong. Maybe she could have had a little more discretion, but they have to have different characters, and I think it played well, I think, off of the guys who were always getting into trouble.
It worked.
They needed a little motherly figure to be there, sitting on their shoulder, telling them to be good. That's what I am. I'm the guardian angel.
Yeah.
Man, I had all these questions before we got on the phone, and now they've, like, all gone. You've done such a good job of answering everything that I could even think of, and now
I'm like... you ask a question, and I just kind of keep talking.
That's so okay. Probably... That's a good thing. People don't want to hear us. They want to hear you.
Oh, I don't know about that. You guys are fun. I've enjoyed listening to your podcast. It's been fun. Since September, when we made the show, I've kind of been trying to catch up a little. And like I said, I kind of just, you know, got busy with other things in life. And now my daughter, I have a daughter who's almost, actually she just turned 5. And she's getting ready to, we actually are listening to a few of the episodes that I've picked out that I think would be age appropriate and that she could follow. And she loves it. And anyway, so I've been listening to your podcast and some of the official podcasts, catching up on a few of those. And anyways, you guys are great. It's really fun to listen to you. You play well off of each other. And
Well, thank you.
And it's fun to hear you review the episodes too.
Yeah. We need to get to that. I think we've had a couple reactions from listeners who are kind of wondering whether we should change our rating system, because we do everything out of 5 and everything gets like a 6 or 7.
I have explained it's only for this season, though.
Yes. Well, actually, speaking of the season, what have you thought of this season, Jenny? I mean,
I've enjoyed it, but this is, again, I haven't probably heard. I've heard little bits here and there of some episodes that I've caught on one place, or I think Marshall sent me album 48. But so I've learned a few of the characters, but there are even some characters I don't know yet. But it seems like the characters that are in this season, I know a little bit more about them now, and I thought it was fun. I think it's a good tribute. There aren't a whole lot of kids, but I don't know if that's changed over the last 10 years. It didn't seem like there were very many kids in this season, and I don't, maybe that's the way it is now, I'm not sure, but it's still, the adults are always good, though, so it's still, I mean, as an adult, I very much enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Agreed, yeah. No, that's an interesting comment you make, though, because I think some people would say that they've enjoyed, or they enjoyed the classic Odyssey from maybe 1987 to the mid-90s, Sarah, maybe?
Probably right around the time where Hal passed away.
Yeah, and I think during that era of Odyssey, they had a lot more kid characters, I feel. And now we're
so
kind
you
of,
think it has changed?
I think it has changed. I mean, I don't see a negative impact on it, but it definitely has changed in terms of the number of kids they've had.
It seems like they have grown with their target, the target audience. They've kind of grown up with them a little bit. They're doing a whole lot more complex. It's just the picture I get, that in the beginning, every episode was kind of... there were kids in it, and there was a moral. Now they're doing a whole lot more, I guess I've heard them called story arcs, where the adult characters seem to be, it's more centered around them, which is great because they're wonderful. It seems like it's grown. It's grown up with the original listeners. So it's geared towards a little bit older kids now, maybe. Is that, am I off on that? I don't know.
I would agree.
But anyways, I thought it was fun. I loved, I think it was meant to be a tribute, and really, I think they did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially since it's the 50th album, or 50th, I keep referring to it to the 50th season, although it hasn't been going on for that long.
50 years, or 25 years, or 20.
But close enough. I mean, it's the 50th album, and... with the impending hiatus that's coming up, and there's going to be no more episodes until next fall at the earliest. It's fitting that it has a good conclusion to the show of sorts, a mini conclusion.
It's warm and just light and happy. I don't know.
Lots of positive messages for sure.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. This is the first season that I've listened to, so it was fun to have the stories kind of, even though they don't necessarily all, they link together in a way, even though they're separate. You could listen to them separate, too. So that was an interesting thing for me, the whole season concept.
Yeah, and you get to be a part of the season before they go on break. I mean, last time it was It's a Wrap, and then they went on there. Their first hiatus, and then this time once again.
You know, I didn't know they did that until recently, that they actually took a break before. I just thought, you know, the episodes that I made, it seemed like towards the end, definitely, I wasn't making as many. There was big pauses. And so I just, you know, figured I was, you know, moving on. I never really thought about it. It just kind of ended. I honestly didn't know at the time that was my last episode. They didn't tell me, oh, this is your last episode.
They may not have known.
I'm not sure if they did or not, but yeah, I didn't know they took a break. And how long was that one again? Was that
a year and a half, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so.
Huh. Yeah, this will be interesting, knowing that they're... But this will give me time to catch up on all the ones I haven't heard yet.
There you go.
Yeah, and some people are already speculating that, maybe it could, you know, with Jack and Lucy getting married, that they could start a family in Odyssey and, you know.
That'd be fun. I would love to move back to Odyssey. I wonder what they're going to do. It'll be fun to hear them come back. They better. I mean, not Jack and Lucy. I mean, Adventures in Odyssey mm-hmm. better come back.
Yeah.
I think so. I want to be able to raise my kids on it.
Well, you know, I think they've produced enough episodes.
They've made enough. I think we can do that. Yeah.
You could raise your kids on the 645 they will have created by the end of the season.
It's not about the kids, is it? It's about us. We still want to listen. We want some new ones.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear what's coming up next, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do with the show after the hiatus.
Yeah, I would think it would be hard to come up with some new, fresh ideas when you've been going for so long. I think they've done a great job. I mean, all those episodes they're all really great. And yeah, pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm seriously, capped out on... You're good. Jenny, you've talked me out.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to stay quiet, because if you have to edit or anything...
Oh, I appreciate that, but...
Wow, somebody that actually cares, Chris, unlike me, who doesn't really know.
I was going to say, if you can make Sarah speechless, then you deserve an award of some sort, I don't know.
So can I ask you guys your thoughts on the episode? And be honest, I'd like to hear... You know, how you thought the characters were inconsistent in any ways, maybe, or...
Well, Jenny...
The table's on us.
To be honest with you, I actually didn't enjoy this at all. No, I actually did enjoy it a lot. I mentioned before, it was one of those episodes that kind of just was a shout-out to the fans, really, because it had Lawrence, Jared DeWitt, and then it had some of the most memorable characters in Odyssey's history with Jack, Kurt, and Lucy, and Jimmy.
They did all those on the phone, and we sat in the, you know, behind the glass with the producer or the directors, and they made those phone calls, and so it was fun because it was, you know, they were talking to him on the phone. It was all done over the phone, and Katie was in the studio, of course. So, but there was actually a phone call with Robin. And that was my favorite. And so I was listening to part two, waiting for that, and they had to cut it, I guess. I guess because probably because of time, I'm thinking. But it was really good. And I don't know if they'll use that again somewhere.
Yeah,
I doubt they would now because it's kind of over.
My guess is that if they were to add it in, they would add it in as a bonus feature. And I can't imagine they'd let that one go to waste.
It was so funny. It was hilarious. To me, that was the best phone conversation because they just played, Katie and Sage, played so well off of each other. And it just, Donald and I were sitting in there just cracking up. And then we actually got to talk to her on the phone. I think, we got to talk to her on the phone. But I was waiting for it and didn't get to hear it.
I would have loved to hear it, because Robin is also one of my favorites. She always makes me laugh.
She does. I loved her character. She just was... I don't know how to describe her. Just very quick-witted and...
She is...
I don't know, and I love her voice, too.
She's Chuck Bowlby's daughter, isn't she?
Yes. And both of his daughters, I think... Aaron also did a little bit, not as much as Sage, but anyway. Yeah, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know how people would feel about, you know, ending up with Jack and Lucy ending up together, because it seems like Jack and Lucy were together at the beginning, you know, as friends, and then they kind of moved apart. But I don't know, I kind of thought anybody who really knew Jack and Lucy growing up and knew our characters kind of knows it was just they kind of did that, I guess, probably for us, you know, let us get together.
It was the logical Sorry, it was the logical solution,
Yeah.
I think.
And I don't know. I don't know if people would be bothered by oh, Jimmy liking Lucy or Kurt liking Lucy. And I can definitely see Kurt and Lucy hang out a lot together, and even a few comments here and there in some of the episodes that Kurt made about Lucy. And I thought, that's believable. That I really think the Kurt one is believable. And then the whole, the guys are coming back, and we haven't seen each other in a long time. And I don't know. They just, not necessarily that they're like, oh, we love Lucy, but they're just, oh, is Lucy an option? And then, they
She's
get
very
their
good
senses
looking.
together. They get their, they gather their senses, and they think, oh, okay, maybe that was just a, a little, oh, I don't know where I'm trying to go with that. But then, I thought they laid it out well that Jack and Lucy had been going to college together and they had been dating,
In Texas. Yeah, I
and
love
know they
that.
have. Yeah, so I think they were just having, I think the writers were just having fun, for
Oh,
people
yeah.
who don't know, that we live there, and that, even people that didn't know we were married. So, I thought it was believable. No, it's Odyssey. They could do what they want.
Exactly.
So.
I loved the in the episode, there is some just awesome stuff in there. I thought it was hilarious how they were all trying to make like a memory with you. It was great. And I think my favorite scene was when they were all in the imagination station together. And I don't remember if you ended up getting in the imagination station with them or not.
I think she did.
Yeah, I guess it, to me, I don't know why, and it didn't sound that way when we recorded it, but I guess I was supposed to be stepping into the boat, I guess, and just like, what's going on? What's going on here? And it kind of, I was surprised by that, that scene actually. I was like, oh, that didn't sound the way I thought it would sound.
And then Kurt's line, "Want to go out with us?"
Yeah. It just, I guess with all the sound effects and the pandemonium with them all sinking, I don't know. Of course, we did it a few different times. You just don't know which one you're going to get. But yeah, I loved that. I loved that they each had Connie, Whit,
And
Bernard.
Bernard.
I thought they paired them up well. Bernard and Kurt against each other was funny. Whit and Jack, I think Whit and Jack. A lot of had a lot of scenes when Jack was younger. Like Jack was always going to him for I can't remember the episodes, but when he would go to the Bible room and Whit was there, I felt kind of mentoring, teaching Jack. It felt like to me that Jack Davis didn't have a really, like the boy who didn't go to church, didn't have a really strong Christian family, maybe. Like his family wasn't involved in church or making him go to church, and so Whit was kind of there, like telling him Bible stories, and then Jack would say, "Oh yeah, I've heard something about that." And it seems like there's a few episodes like that where I can go back and say, "Yeah, I think that Whit was kind of there for Jack." And I don't know, maybe I'm surmising or putting too much into it, but that's just the idea that I get in. So I thought that was a good pair up, and then Connie and Jimmy, I thought that was, I thought that they played very well off of each other. I think those were some of my favorite scenes where Jimmy was sitting there talking with Connie, and she's like, "I've given you advice before," I don't remember exactly how it was said, but he's like, "Yeah, that didn't exactly work out." I thought that was great. So I really liked that, and then. Them all coming together, not knowing that everybody else, was helping each other person, and I thought it was cute. I really liked it.
See, I thought it was ironic that that Jimmy went to Connie and Jack went to Whit, because Jimmy was always the golden child who, he was Mr. Whitaker. Well, not really his favorite, but he was Christopher Robin in Pooh Corner,
But
and.
I don't think that Jimmy actually like went to Connie like thinking, "Oh, I'm going to talk to Connie about Lucy." I think it's just kind of the conversation kind of just happened. Jimmy didn't really go to Connie like, oh, Connie, help me get together with Lucy. In fact, it kind of seemed like Jimmy didn't have an idea that he was even going that direction. He just kind of like, oh, I saw Lucy, and maybe I'd be interested in her. But he was like, oh, really? You think I should? So I don't know. I think Connie kind of pushed him in that direction. And I don't think he was really going to talk to her about that. So if he was really thinking in that direction, yeah, maybe he would have gone to it. I don't know. Am I thinking this through too much?
I think Connie actually shoved Jimmy into that direction
because
he was like, oh, should I? Oh, you're right.
Well,
yeah, okay.
At first I was thinking, oh, wow, that doesn't make any sense because, you know, Jimmy would go to Wit. And then I remembered, well, the last few times Jimmy's been on the show, he's actually been interacting with Connie a lot more than that, like in living in the grave and stuff.
He's,
so.
He's not little Jimmy anymore. He's grown up. Mm-hmm. And Connie's a friend now. So kind of like how Connie became a friend to Lucy at the end. I don't know. I thought all that played out really well, how they paired them up, especially, you know, Bernard. He's hilarious. He makes me laugh. He just does. I can't help laugh when I hear him. So, I guess if you look at it, that even Kurt. I mean, they kind of even told the whole story. I thought they gave a lot of background, like that Kurt and Lucy were actually dating in high school, which that was never, you know, that never really happened. So they kind of, you know, threw that information in there so that it was believable, too. So I didn't feel like, and he's just, you know, maybe the same thing as Jimmy, came back and was like, oh, yeah, that was fun with Lucy. And then he, you know, realized, okay, that was a long time ago. Things have changed. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Well, they all made sure to point out how incredibly good looking that Lucy was when in this new episode. So,
that was nice because I never thought of Lucy as good looking. She's a little girl with glasses, and not that glasses are, you know,
no.
Little bookworm into the newspaper, not at all. You know, even trying to be, even trying to interest the boys, just trying to be a friend.
I think Kurt describes Lucy as, what is it? About yay high, cute, mousy looking.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He had something else in there.
I think he
said
cute voice, though.
Oh, cute voice. That's right.
Yeah. I guess they kind of made it seem like that. I didn't feel like it was over. I don't feel like they made it seem like, oh, she's beautiful. But, you know, she's changed. She's grown up.
Hey, now, she got a couple of times in there, so.
What? I don't remember that.
I don't remember. I think it was at the very beginning when they were all kind of talking to their prospective new mentors. When everybody mentioned it. Kurt did, Jack did, and Jimmy did.
Oh, really? Jack did even.
Boy, yeah.
I don't have missed that.
It was all in the first part, though.
Okay. Huh. I remember, you know, the conversation with Connie and Jimmy, and he kind of was like, "Yeah, Lucy," But I just kind of took it like, oh, she's, you know, grown up. She's changed. And, you know, I don't know.
That's cool. Just going back to the Triangled Web briefly, there were a lot of really great scenes in it. And the one that I found, most striking was the proposal scene. And what was that like recording it with Dawn?
Dawn hasn't even had a chance to listen to the whole thing yet. But last weekend, I know, isn't that horrible? Last weekend, I remembered halfway through the show that it was on the radio. I figured out, you know, what time it plays on our radio. And he happened to be laying there resting on the couch. And I was like, oh, I'll turn it on. So it was the last 15 minutes, which our proposal was part of that. And so he did hear that part. And I asked him, and I was thinking about it, and I said, babe, when we were doing that scene, did it feel like, I know people would say, oh, you sounded natural, or but did it feel like you were, it was you and me? He said, no, I was Jack. And I said, I know, I feel the same way. I was Lucy. It wasn't Donald and Jenny. And so, it was weird. And I'm sure it was easier. I don't know. Maybe I would have had a harder time saying I love you to someone else now. But no, it was, we were Jack and Lucy, and it was fun. It was a fun scene to do because afterwards we're like, yeah, you know, sweet. It was fun to be able to do that with him. But the circumstances were a little different, and he was a little wishy-washy for, you know. It was like he didn't really want to be with me. And then, I don't know. He couldn't make up his mind, but he finally did. And so I enjoyed doing that scene. It was fun. It was fun, even though after the fact I was like, you know what, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, you at the time. And he's like, same here. But I hope it sounded natural. I hope it was okay.
It's so funny because I got the opportunity to talk to you on the phone before Don had heard that, and I asked you what your reaction, like what you thought about the proposal, and the first thing you said was, "Oh, the first one was better."
What'd I say?
So, huh? You said the first one was better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's funny to hear. It's funny to hear you explain it this way now. After talking to Don, it's funny.
The first proposal definitely was better. But this was fun too. I think what you said was, what was it like to be proposed to by the same man twice?
Oh, that's right.
And that's when I said the first one was better. it was fun. It was fun to. I think Katie said when we were in the studio, she said, we should have called this episode I Love Lucy.
That would have been such a great title.
It would have matched perfectly.
But she kept saying that the whole time we were recording. But...
Probably trying to get to change it.
It was, I don't know. Just personally, I had a hard time, and I hope it didn't, I hope it sounded good, but when the guys, Kurt and Jimmy were... I guess they were waiting over somewhere in the bushes is the idea, and then they started doing fireworks. Well, they actually had them in a separate room for that part. Like, there's a little room with a door, and they had them over there, and I could not hear them, what they were saying. So I didn't really know. I hope that it sounded... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Why'd they have them in a separate room?
I think they do that a lot. It's for noise, for some reason, because they were going to be shouting, and when they want someone to sound far off, they can do more with their voice if it's not, they can do more editing stuff. So they were just behind another door, so we could hear them, I couldn't hear them very well. But I think it came out okay. Anyway, that's just my two cents. I was worried when the episode came out. I'm like, how is that going to sound? Are we going to sound like, you know, we're together, or... But they did so much editing, even when they did the guys' voices saying, what did they say? When they repeated words that I said and they twisted it all around, each guy, she wants more. Is that what, I think that's it. She wants more, and they did this little vocal thing, they did this little echoey thing with their voices. And it's just funny to hear how it all comes together. It sounds so good when the sound designers take it and, put the music in and all the sound effects. Mm-hmm. It just makes it. It was fun for us to for me to listen to it. So.
Well, that's just it too, because I mean, you're a part of the recording and the entire show, but not actually getting to hear the final product until it airs. It must be such, like, you have the script in hand, right? But you don't know what it's going to sound like in the end. And that must have been quite fun, listening after all those months of waiting.
This is the first episode I've been waiting for, really. I was like, how's this going to sound? Because when I was younger, I never really knew when they aired, or we just, I didn't listen to them on the radio. I would listen to them on the tapes that they sent me. And so I would just wait. And so I didn't know when they were airing. I just all of a sudden would come home from school one day and there would be a package from Adventure, you know, from Focus on the Family, and my tape would be in there and I'd be so excited to hear it. But I wasn't ever, we did this recording in September and we just heard it, April. So that's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah,
to
that
wait.
Is a long time.
I was really looking forward to it and to the season to hear how everything fit together. Because, we got a little taste of, I didn't ask them while I was there, what's going on the rest of the time. And I should have. That would have been fun to know. But it gave me something to look forward to that, what are they going to do for this? How's the best small town competition? I knew they were having something with that. And what's that going to be about? And so I've enjoyed listening every week to the new show.
That's good. Well, quick random question here, and I'll preface it by referring to the episode The Curse.
Okay.
And the reason why I do is because in that episode, Lucy, she expresses some degree of disgust over hearing her voice played back on tape. And you mentioned that they would send you the tapes of the episode you were in. But as you listened to those and played them back, were you ever, self-conscious of yourself when listening to those recordings? Was it like that? That's me, or did you just see yourself as Lucy? How did you view that?
How do I answer that? I never. That was Lucy, so that didn't ever bother me. That was her voice. But in real life, yeah, I don't like to make telephone messages or the answering machine message. I don't like to do those, and I never really did like to hear my voice on tape. But in the episodes, no, I didn't feel that way. And I think because they make it so clear and the recording is just so good. I don't know. Is that what you're asking? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, because I know, especially doing this podcast for almost, it's been a year and a half now. And it just getting used to being comfortable with your voice. And I was just wondering, I know actors, I guess, wouldn't be as self-conscious with that at all, but I know some might be, especially since acting wasn't necessarily a career for you.
Yeah, I guess they picked me and they wanted that. So I guess I wasn't self-conscious because I thought this is what they want. Mm-hmm. And so and they kept asking me to come back. So I just kept doing it. So no, I wasn't self-conscious like that. Now, there are times I go back now and listen to an episode and go, ooh, boy, I was horrible in that. And, or, wow, I could have said that much better. Or, boy, I was jumping on their lines. And I wish I could do it over. But, oh, well. Can't now. So.
Can't relive history. Oh, well.
But, anyway. I say that a lot.
It's okay.
That's another thing that you realize that. After talking for a while or doing podcasts, you realize you start to say certain words
too.
A lot.
I say anyway a lot. Yeah. Wow. But anyway.
With me, there's hardly ever any pauses because
that's good. That's why I enjoy talking to people who don't stop talking.
Anyway.
Anyway.
It's been a pleasure.
Anyway.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you, Jenny. Thanks so much
for
taking 2.5 hours out of your day.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me talk away about Odyssey, because I love it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited I got to talk to one of my heroes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.